From the United States to you fighting men of the United Nations, the Special Service Division of the War Department presents Downbeat. Yes, sir, another downbeat. And this time we got just the guy who can beat it down. The man with the towered trumpet, Louis Armstrong, and all his lads. The songs you like to hear the way you like to hear them. And if you need any proof, just listen while Louie and his lads haul off with that swell old favorite, Coquette.
Tell me, why are you fooling little Coquette? Making fun of the one who loves you. Breaking hearts that are ruling, little Coquette. True heart, tenderly dreaming of you. Someday, you fall in love as I fell in love with you. Maybe the one you love will just be fooling. And when you all alone will only regret, you know, little Coquette, love you.
Fine, Louis, fine.
Thank you, Dick Jar. It's always a pleasure to play for our fighting men overseas.
Say, touring all over the country like you do, you must play for audiences of every kind.
That's right, Dick. And the audience I get the biggest kick out of watching are those jitterbugs.
Well, how would you describe a jitterbug, all the soldiers listening?
Well, I guess they would understand me best if I'd said they're a sort of human jeep.
Well, I always wanted to know about jitterbugs, Louis, so let's stay on that topic and get to the root of the zoot. How can you tell a real zoot character?
Oh, you can spot them every time by the clothes they wear.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, man, they don't get dressed. They get camouflaged.
They're the fellas that twirl those big keychains, aren't they?
I'll say they do, and at one dance we had a lot of trouble with one of those guys. He kept twirling a great big keychain until we finally had to quit playing.
You mean he annoyed you so much with the twirling?
Well, it wasn't that he annoyed us so much. In less than a half an hour, he lassoed four of our men right off the bandstand.
The jitterbugs really dress funny at those dances, don't they?
Yeah. You should see how the legs on their pants taper down.
They really taper much?
Much. Man, from the knees down, they are adhesive tape.
Those lads in the zoot suits must be quite a sight.
Yeah, and you should have seen how they all laughed at one guy because the length of his lapel on his jacket.
Why should they laugh? They all have long lapels, don't they?
Yeah, but nobody else had theirs tied in a bow behind the head.
Well, okay. Now, how about playing something that would make real Hepcats out of all the men listening?
Yes, sir. I got just the thing. Coming right up with I Got a Gal in Kalamazoo.
Okay, okay. One, two. Kalamazoo. Don't want to boast, but I know she's the toast of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo. How time fly and how she grew. I like her looks when I carry the books in the Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo. I'm gonna send fire, I'm on fire, I'm leaving today. Am I dreaming? I can hear screaming. What you say, Mr. Saxo? K-A-L-A-M-A-C-O, what a gal, a real pipperoo. I'll make a bid for the freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to. Run to Michigan to see the sweetest gal in Kalamazoo. Was really Kalamazoot. And now I'd like to make a little room at this microphone for a gal who sang for Louis Armstrong a little while back and who's just returned to his band because of popular demand. Ann Baker.
Thank you, Dick Joy. Hiya, fellas.
Well, tell me, Ann Baker, what's cooking?
How come you ask me what's cooking?
Well, who should know what's cooking better than a baker?
Oh.
Well, right about here, I'm sure our fighting men overseas would like me to stop with the words and have you start with the music.
Well, I'd like to sing Slender, Tender, and Tall. Is that okay, Louis?
Fine. But tell me, is that how you gals really like your men? Slender, tender, and tall?
Yeah, that's how we like them. But how do we get them? Shaky, shabby, and short.
Okay, the music, Louis.
At my beck and call, they give me no trouble at all. I get a kick 'cause the men that I pick are slender, tender, and tall. The big fat daddies always tease, do everything but try to please. When I put my arms round the thin one, they're ready and willing to flee. Those kind of dates don't stall. They give me no trouble at all. I get a kick 'cause the men that I pick are slender, tender, and tall.
Swell singing, Ann Baker. And now let's listen to Louie on the vocal as the band swings along with an old favorite you all know, Dear Old Southland.
Back home in Tennessee. Oh, dear, Papa do the Southland. Oh, Betty did do, Betty did do, see this. And I long, baby, Papa do the Southland. Oh, take me back to dear old Tennessee.
Southland, played for you by Louis Armstrong. Say, tell me, Louis Armstrong, do you remember much about the dear old Southland?
Sure, Dick. I'll never forget when I was a kid back there. I was picking cotton one day, and I was arrested.
You were arrested for picking cotton? How come?
Well, seems I was picking it out of the warehouse.
Okay. Well, now, what comes next in your music book, Louis?
Well, Dick, what do we always find around the dear old Southland?
Well, now, let me see. Could it be a lazy river?
Yes, sir. Could be.
As we stroll along, blue skies up above, the one I love, up the lazy river, how happy we will be, mama. Up the lazy river, oh, you river, river, oh, you dog river. Look out there, Lou Russell, beat it out on that piano, boy.
That was swell, Louie.
Thank you, Dick. You know, I'm glad you liked the song we played about that lake.
The lake? But I thought that song was about a lazy river.
Well, man, that just goes to show you how lazy that river was.
Oh, me. Why does a great trumpet player have to become a bad comedian?
You tell me. You tell me.
Louie and his boys are back at work now with You Can't Get Stuff in Your Cuff. Now, here comes Ann Baker with a lesson in logic. So listen closely while she enumerates the various reasons why it's completely ridiculous, why it's absolutely impossible, why you just can't get stuff in your cup.
Can't get stuff in your cup. Can't get stuff in your cup. Can't get stuff in your cup. Cause you got no cup to put the stuff in. Can't get a crease in your pleat. Can't get a crease in your pleat. Can't get a crease in your pleat. Cause you got no pleat to put the crease in. No more suit, suit. No more reed pleat, baby. No more nothing. Soon there's gonna be not much meat and little mutton. Can't get stuff in your cup. Can't get stuff in your cup. Can't get stuff in your cup. Cause you got no cup to put the stuff in. Hey, George.
Huh?
Oh, George.
What you want, man?
Come on down here with me.
I ain't
one. I know you're a zoot, zoot, papa. But with me, you must agree. Can't get stuff in your cup.
No?
Can't get stuff in your cup.
So?
Can't get stuff in your cup.
Why?
Cause you got no cup to put the stuff in.
You mean I can't get a crease in my pleat?
That's what I mean.
Are you sure I can't get a crease in my pleat?
I know you can.
Tell me, why can't I get a crease in my pleat?
You got no pleat to put the crease in.
No more zoot suits? No more reed pleats?
Huh?
No more nuts?
No more nuts.
Did you?
Soon there's gonna be not much meat and little mutton.
You kidding? Tomorrow's meat this day.
Can't get stuff in your cup. Can't get stuff in your cup. Can't get stuff in your cup. Cause you got no cup to put the stuff in. Don't huff and puff about your cup. Cause there's not stuff enough for a cup. Without the stuff, you can't make no cup. So wear your pants with the edges rough. Got no stuff to put the cup in.
Thanks, Ann. That was swell stuffing and cuffing.
Say, Dick.
Yes, what is it, Louie?
With your permission, I'd like to do a little novelty number I wrote called Me and My Brother Bill.
Why, sure. But tell me, how come you included your brother Bill in writing that song?
Why? Because my brother Bill is a great guy, because he's a swell brother, because I love him, and besides, it was his pen and ink.
Brother Bill went hunting way in the eastern Maine. The reason why we went out there, we thought we could get some game. As we were hunting way in the middle of the night, we shot at something looked like a grizzly bear, and the doggone thing turned white. I said to my brother, come on and let's go home. He said, now, if you're going to the house, you have to go alone. As we were hunting, commenced the bristling up high. I looked toward my house, then I didn't even say goodbye. I dropped that gun, and away I run. Brother Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you? Had a known like me, would run some too. I run so fast, I said, till they couldn't catch me all day. Now the way I run across that field, oh, you couldn't catch me with automobile. Brother Bill got so excited, he commenced to shooting at me. I heard those bullets sizzling all among those trees. I was running so fast that night, my feet was dragging the ground. I heard little Jay Bird in the tree saying he's Alabama bound. I passed right by my house, I didn't have time to knock. I passed right by a good crap game, I didn't have time to stop. I passed right by a gin mill, I stopped in to get a little gin. And I didn't have the dime to pay for it, and I had to start running again. I'm going home, I'm all alone.
brother Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you? Had an old like me who'd run some too. I run so fast, I said, until they could catch me all day. Now the way I run across that field, oh, dizzy, by so sad. Oh, you couldn't catch me. You couldn't catch me. No, you couldn't catch me without a
And now, Louis Armstrong, have you got something special to wrap up this package of Downbeat? You know, tie it up with a blue ribbon?
Yes, sir. We'd like to pawn away right now on that old favorite that answers the question, why the chicken crossed the road, the sunny side of the street.
Well, just a minute here. Why should a chicken cross the road to get on the sunny side of the street?
Well, man, on that side, she can lay them and fry them at the same time.
Oh, well, make with the sunbeams, man.
Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? The happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues and the gray, but I'm not afraid to rove on. Crossed over, I never have said I'll be rich as Rockefeller day. Gold to set my feet on the sunny side of the street. Grab your coat, grab your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep, baby. Just direct your feet on the sunny side of the street. Can't you give that bit of pat? All the happy tunes, your step, baby. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade, baby, with those blues on parade. Now, mama, I'm not afraid. Bo-bo-do-dis, bo-bo-do-do-do-day. I never ever said I'll be rich and rocky fellow. Gold and satin feet on the sunny side of the street.
And now, fellas, for our next number.
Hold on there, Lloyd. Hurts me to do this, but that's all for now.
But we want to play.
And I want to sing.
Swell, and real soon you'll be doing just that on another edition of Downbeat. In the meantime, you fellas listening can make sure you hear your favorite tunes by sending your requests to Special Service, Los Angeles, USA.
So long for now, fellas, and here's swinging at you.
And fellas, that goes for me, too.
Thank you, Louis Armstrong and Ann Baker and all you lads in the band. Downbeat is prepared for you men in the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.